Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and today we have Joel Berman with us, and Joel offers lessons in entrepreneurship, innovation, and business from 25 years of experience with several startups to Fortune 500 companies, including Microsoft, Amazon, Pearson Education, Lenati, Wonderforge, Ravensburg, Avanti Markets, One Foot Productions, and many more. By working across diverse industries, publishing, education, online learning, software, technology, e-commerce, unattended retail, vending, food and beverage, entertainment, games, and other consumer packaged goods, Berman is able to draw from a range of topics and experiences. Berman joined Avanti Markets in 2018 to build a new division and launch Smart and Go, a cutting-edge smart vending innovation in the on-the-go refreshment space. In early 2019, Berman took on the role of head of sales and customer success for Avanti Markets, where he leads the sales, business development, and account management and customer service practices for the organization while continuing to oversee the management of Smart and Go. Berman earned his MBA from the University of Washington, Foster School of Business, and his BA from UCLA. He also has taught entrepreneurship at the Burek Center of Entrepreneurship for the Foster School of Business. It is my pleasure to welcome Joel Berman to our show today.
Thank you so much, Belinda. It's really a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. So why don't we just fill in a few of the gaps from your bio, and then we can jump right in and tell people about what you're doing today.
Okay, great. Sounds good. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, I have a pretty diverse background, and it all kind of started out. I grew up in Northern California. I was the middle of three kids, and an experience that shaped a lot of my life was that my mom passed away from breast cancer when I was 11 years old. And this really forced me to grow up early. And, you know, it's influenced really how I've gone about just putting myself out there and taking on challenges throughout my life. You know, generally speaking, I'm a very curious person and I love learning. And so my career path really has been driven by my passion for business and where I've been interested, my curiosities. And so I've pursued a lot of different types of opportunities that were interesting to me and would provide me with an opportunity to continually sort of expand and grow my knowledge of business and my professional skill set. So I guess you could say I'm kind of more of a generalist and that I enjoy challenges. And so I started working at a really young age, you know, from pet sitting to, you know, my first real job as a dishwasher when I was 14 years old at an Italian restaurant, and kind of worked my way through busboy and waiter. And anyway, you know, I bring up some of these jobs from my childhood just because it kind of reflects just my motivation to try lots of different things. And I grew up in a Jewish family. Food was a really important component of our culture. Working at this Italian restaurant, it was a small Sicilian family running that business. Again, food was a core passion for them. And so, you know, food has always been a big part of my life in an area where I direct a lot of my energy. You know, growing up, I had a chance to pursue a lot of different types of interesting jobs. I was a lab assistant at the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory at one point. I was a children's counselor at a daycare center. I was an office manager for a custom clothing business that developed clothing for sort of upper class businessmen and celebrities. I was an account executive for the student paper at UCLA. You know, I did door-to-door sales on the East Coast. And the list kind of goes on. And I just kind of share some of these experiences because really they sort of shaped, you know, who I am today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really the main point I'm trying to get here is that I was raised to work really hard and to always have a job. And from a young age, you know, I always really wanted to be involved in business. And so, you know, talking business, ideas, strategy, development, learning, you know, these are the areas that get me really excited.
Very good. So tell us about your business today and what you're doing mm-hmm. with that.
Sure, absolutely. So today I'm working at Avanti Markets, and you know, it's a really exciting place to be today because we're developing unattended and contactless retail solutions that offer food and refreshment for people, you know, wherever they might crave food. So, you know, this could be anywhere from an office building to a school to a hospital, you name it. We have solutions to provide these types of solutions for folks.
Very good. Talk a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle today. So obviously, all of your experiences you've had along the way really shaped who you were as an individual, which mm-hmm. I think is important for people to understand. It's like work ethic. It's all the things that you're learning along the way as far as skill sets, people skills, work ethic, time management. All those things are wrapped up in the many different hats that you've worn. But how has this current one shaped your lifestyle today?
So really, you know, my business today is this idea of unattended and contactless retail solutions. And, you know, I would not be doing this today if it weren't for, you know, a business that I had started back in the mid-2000s called Snack Daddy Vending. It was Seattle's first healthy vending machine business that I launched with a partner back in 2007 and sold in 2010. You know, this was a business that really Snack Daddy was my first introduction into unattended retail. You know, I'd been working at Amazon.com and I was frustrated by the fact that every time I went to the vending machines, I didn't see any snacks that I considered healthful that I would want to eat. Mm-hmm. And so I had this idea that there was an opportunity to not that we needed, you know, better vending machines, but that we needed better products in the machines and that there was an opportunity to build brands around the machines so that way it would draw people into wanting to get items from them. You know, traditionally, you know, vending was considered to be, you know, not the best product selection available.
Correct.
And so, you know, a lot of people will steer clear of vending machines because they just don't expect to find what they might want in there. And I think you've seen some change in that today from where it was when I was first interested in getting started in that. But anyway, you know, long story short, where I was going with this is just that, you know, Snack Daddy was my introduction. I worked on that business for a bit, and then I took a hiatus and left for 8 years and went off and worked in the board game industry, ironically, and only to return back a couple years ago. And so really, you know, the space has changed a lot in the 10 years that I was away. And so I'm excited to kind of come back, see where it is today, and actually play a role in evolving, you know, the solutions. And so, you know, as far as my lifestyle today, a lot of it's been around launching this Smart and Go product, which is a smart vending machine that you could place in a public environment. And it actually allows customers to walk up, scan their payment at a door, and then actually reach in and open the door and pick up products and take whatever they want. And the system's intelligent and will recognize whatever they take or put back in. And then they can just shut the door and walk away. So it's really interesting.
Wow.
Technology. Yeah, it's really cool technology. It's a very sophisticated product, and it's been a lot of fun to work with. And that's just one of a few products that we're offering at Avani Markets. And so, you know, as far as my lifestyle today, it's really all about introducing and building out the solutions of the future for. And, you know, really, it's a really interesting time when you think about COVID, because mm-hmm. COVID-19 has really changed what's happening in the workplace. Which has been a bulk of our business's business. You know, really, we provide refreshment to businesses. And we set up these micro markets where customers can go in and pick up their meals. And so in a time of COVID, when not everyone is back in the office, or when people who are in the office are really concerned about what they're touching, you know, this is my company's opportunity to go in there and actually provide some solutions that address these concerns. And so that's really where, you know, where my focus is today is around providing these solutions.
That's awesome. I would think, though, that this has also got to be a bit of an opportunity, because there's in places where people might be frequenting, like there, to go to a restaurant is like the wait is always an hour long because they're only mm-hmm. accepting so many people, and you don't have time to take a quick lunch, even if you are back at work, which a lot of people are. Because mm-hmm. of some of these solutions. So I would think our situation. So I would think that having a good, healthy meal would also provide people with a great solution in spite of the COVID situation as well. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the other opportunity here is that as you look at the space that I'm working in, you know, you've got a lot of new players out there that are coming into the space. Amazon's out there opening up these Amazon Go stores, which, you know, we call frictionless shopping, where you can just walk in, grab what you want, and walk out. You know, at Avani Markets, we have a solution similar to that we're rolling out. And, you know, we're also looking at how do you deal with remote ordering and pickup? You know, that's another big area where people don't want to stand in a line and they just want to be able to walk in and pick up what they've ordered. And so we're looking at addressing all of these different areas for people. And so, you know, it really is an exciting space to be in because I know that I'm working on things that can actually really help people and make a difference.
Just out of curiosity, if you don't know the answer, it's okay. But like, what's the number one thing that people are getting from the vending machine? What are you finding as your top sellers that they're going and saying, "Well, that looks good."
You know, believe it or not, you know, one of our top sellers is energy drinks.
Okay.
Again, it depends on where you are, the type of location. We do sell a lot of sodas. Those are probably the two things that pop to mind first off.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about skill sets. What do you think two of your like superpowers are that have really contributed to your overall success?
Well, I guess I would start with really just my willingness to put myself out there and take a chance. And Madonna and I share the same birthday, and she has a great quote that I generally kind of try to live by, which is, "I look for where I'm afraid, and that's where I go." It's kind of a bold approach to things, but but for me, that tells me that if I'm stepping into an area that kind of scares me, usually it means that there's an opportunity for growth in there. And so for me, that tends to be how I kind of approach my life, is to keep looking at ways to improve myself and where I need to evaluate things and look at them differently.
Very good.
And then I guess the second one that I would say, though, as far as a second point would just be my hard work and persistence. You know, with any entrepreneurial endeavor, with anything in business, you've got to have a thick skin. You've got to be ready to work hard and stick with something and work through all the different obstacles that will come up along the way.
That's right. And I think for people to think that there won't be any obstacles that come up along the way, or that people that are successful, they just seem to sail through life, is a huge misconception.
Absolutely.
Great. Let's talk about outstanding accomplishments. What's one of the things that you've done that you're just really proud of, or that stands out as something that you're happy that you've accomplished?
Well, you know, I'm really proud of Snack Daddy. Snack Daddy was actually originally something that I started to bring people together to have fun with food and support the homeless. And we did these food events that were theme-based. And in building that out, I saw an opportunity to extend that brand into vending. And so that's why I started Snack Daddy Vending, where I refurbished these machines. We painted them green. We came up with a Snack Daddy character that kind of had a voice that was really all about food is fun and you are what you eat. And you should put good things into your body. Mm-hmm. And that's the Snack Daddy message. And so, you know, I feel really good about what we put out there. You know, I don't feel like Snack Daddy's reached the scale that ultimately I'd like to get it to someday. But, you know, it is out there. It did get started. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in knowing that I put something out there that people really embraced. And I gave people access to some healthier food options. So I feel great about that. You know, I've been fortunate to have a long career, so I've had a chance to do a lot of different things. Another area, you know, you didn't ask me for two, but another area that I'm proud of is that I actually worked in the board game space and developed a lot of great games that brought a lot of joy to people all over the country and world, making games for Disney and Dr. Seuss and all sorts of other brands.
Oh, that's awesome. Absolutely.
But I guess that was a different era of my career.
Oh, great. So let's talk about a challenge. So what's a challenge that you experienced, and then what and how you worked through that?
I guess I go back to Snack Daddy. And, you know, really, there was a time when I was working on that business. I had a young newborn. My wife and I had actually had carbon monoxide poisoning right around that, you know, shortly before the baby was born.
Oh, no.
We were trying to get through that. And I was doing business consulting on the side to help kind of fund building out the Snack Daddy business and to help pay my mortgage. And I had a business partner on the Snack Daddy venture, and he decided that he had reached a point where he wanted to move back east, back home, and exit the business. And he had been the guy that was servicing and maintaining all the markets. And so that was a big news for me, you know, about being overwhelmed. You know, I just had a ton of stuff to balance and I was really concerned about, you know, getting through it all. And so there was a period where I had to take on, you know, stocking the machines at night. And, you know, I really couldn't find any reliable help at that time. And I was really fortunate to kind of work through and actually sell the business to a larger operator shortly thereafter. And that operator was actually what would end up becoming Avani Markets, where I'm working today.
Oh, wow.
Yes, small world. At the time, you know, as a local operator, just working in the Northwest. And so I was fortunate to sell to them and work with them to build out the Snack Daddy business and also help with some of the other ventures that they were working on.
Oh, that is great.
And so anyway, you know, you brought up, you know, my lifestyle today. Well, it's just funny how things kind of go full circle sometimes. You know, I worked on the Snack Daddy business. I exited in 2010. And then I find myself back here again today, back in that space.
Wow. It is funny how life does circle back around, isn't it?
Definitely.
All right. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, you know, first and foremost, it just starts with being present, you know, in the moment. But, you know, for me, working from my happy place really means directing my attention and my energy towards efforts that support positive outcomes and experiences. You know, I'm happiest when my values and my passion are aligned with the work that I'm doing. And, you know, I need to be able to show my authentic self. And that starts with direct, constructive communication with people. No games, no sales or political BS to how things get done in an organization. You know, I've worked in big public companies, and I've learned that that world is not for me. You know, as an organization gets larger, more process and specialized work develops. And, now I've worked through many different roles. And, you know, I've learned that my sweet spot is really with startups and helping to kick off new ideas or smaller companies looking for help across a variety of areas. So, you know, I like to move fast and iterate and innovate. Which can often be more challenging in a large organization. So, you know, when I think about my happy place personally, it's really about, you know, quality time for my family, my friends, in nature, exercise, play, you know, completing projects and learning. And, you know, my happy place strikes a nice balance across my, you know, work and play.
Very good. Before we go on to this next question, it was a little note that I made, and because it's something that I've been sort of researching a little bit further in. So you brought it up and I was like, oh, I'm going to come back to this. So you didn't say it as one of your, you know, superpower skill sets, but you did say that you believe it's what's led you to your success in the previous question that we had that was curiosity. And so I've really been kind of studying, especially in kids, why is it, and why is it that some people are successful and go on a path, or what is the one thing that is kind of missing for how people learn to sort of connect the dots? And I just really have identified that I really think curiosity is a skill set, like to be curious about life, to be curious about how things work. Like some, if you look at a child, for example, some kids are very curious and ask questions, and then other kids don't at all. And then how can we spark curiosity? I think we've done that with our daughter. Like, how do you think this works? And let's take a look at this. And what do you think's behind this? And getting her to be curious. So as a 16-year-old, she's curious about everything. And gets in conversations with people and knows how things work and knows a little bit about a lot. And in that same token, I find adults that know very little about a lot. Like they just might know about one thing and that's it. And where does that stem from? And my most recent sort of quest on this has been this lack of curiosity. And then when you mentioned that that was a strong skill set that you have, I really do think it is a skill set that we have not really identified as a skill set.
Interesting. I love your take on that. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I don't know if part of it was just sort of more innate in how I am, but, you know, some of my friends growing up would call me 20 Questions Berman. And it was just more a case of that always asking different questions, always thinking about different angles or ways to look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that's just always been kind of part of my personality and the way I go about doing things. It's just a thoughtfulness, I guess, is what I'd really bring it back to. But you know, how do you instill that in your children? How do you help people to be creative about how they look at things, to find the curiosity, to find the joy in each thing they're pursuing? You know, I think that part of that's almost a mindset in the way you approach things.
Absolutely. But I think also mindset is taught, you know, and so at what point, I don't know, it's just been really on my mind in the last 2 weeks. I'm like thinking about it hardcore, and I'm starting to pay attention to people and interactions, especially parents with kids, and the difference in kids when you're having conversations with them. Like, people always say to me, oh, your daughter is, you know, so smart. She's so articulate and she's so intelligent. And I think to myself, but really, school-wise, she isn't that much more than maybe somebody else. You know what I mean? She's average. She gets, you know, usually around a 3.2 to 3.4 grade point average. This year, we were thrilled she got a 3.7. We were all like jumping up and down excited because she struggles with some things. But the impression that she gives to anyone who talks to her is she's so intelligent, but it's that she knows a little about a lot of things, mm-hmm. and is able to carry conversations with adults because of that, and is articulate because of that. But it all comes back to being curious about things. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just been really something we've sort of been looking at and talking about, my husband and I.
And cool. No, that's great. I'd be curious to take it to the next step, which is, how could you teach people to be more curious?
How can you? Right?
Skill? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, hopefully we can continue some discussions on this. I look forward to seeing where you head with your thinking around this one.
Oh, thanks. So what advice would you give to others wanting to be entrepreneurs?
Well, for me, you know, it really starts with entrepreneurship requires patience, persistence, and heart. And, you know, that's really where I start. You know, if you're going to pursue an entrepreneurial venture, you have to make sure your heart's into it. You know, make sure it's something you really believe in and that you hold some passion for, and that you're prepared to commit to it. You know, my experience in the businesses that I've started or worked on, creating a business is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so, you know, when you pursue something, you know, make sure that you're really motivated to see it all the way through. So that's one. You know, another big one is that many entrepreneurs will tell you, you know, that if I knew then what I know now, then I never would have done this. And, you know, again, my point here is just that there's going to be obstacles, and the successful entrepreneur keeps finding ways to work through them. They're persistent, they're resilient. And then the last one that I throw in here is just something that one of my early mentors told me, which is there's a big difference between a good idea and a good business. And so, you know, for me, I've learned that you really need to vet your idea by gathering social proof. You know, you can get that, you know, with interviews or surveys, talking to people to help validate your idea. And so, you know, the proof will help validate the idea, but ultimately you still need to back it up with a sound business model and plan.
Absolutely. That's great advice. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that our listeners could benefit from, and then close where they can connect with you or find you?
Okay, great. Well, really, I guess, you know, as I already mentioned, you know, at Avanti Markets, we are working on the next generation of refreshment delivery solutions. And so, you know, from unattended micro markets and secure smart vending machines like Smart & Go to remote ordered delivered food into lockers, you know, we're developing software and hardware equipment to support all these solutions. You know, obviously, again, as I had mentioned, with the impact of COVID, we see people are looking for contactless solutions where they do not need to touch anything mm-hmm. when purchasing their food or drink. And so, you know, our solutions can provide this experience. So I'm excited to be able to deliver them. And so, you know, how do I see this as kind of a benefit to your listeners? Well, just that, you know, A, it's good to know that there's ways to be able to purchase food that minimize or eliminate potential exposure to COVID. At the same time, you know, for any of your listeners out there looking to start a business, Avani Markets could be an option for you. You know, we have a network of over 250 operators throughout the country, some international, and we continue to seek new operators to fill our territory and segment gaps. So, you know, if any of your listeners are interested and want to reach out, they can absolutely reach out to me or visit our website, which is www.avanimarkets.com. Or, you know, people can certainly email me directly at jberman@avanimarkets.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Joel, for being on the show today and sharing your expertise and talents and your passion. Your passion comes through in everything that you've talked about today, from everything that you've done to the things that you're doing right now. It is clear that and your enthusiasm for it. And I always say enthusiasm is the number one ingredient. You have to be you have to let people know what you're doing and be enthusiastic about it so they can sort of grasp onto it. So you definitely have portrayed that today. So thank you so much for sharing of your time and your wisdom with our listeners.
Really an absolute pleasure, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And to all of our listeners, make sure if you enjoyed the show today, give us a rating. We love to get a 5-star rating. That is what we're all headed for. It helps the other people to find out more about our show. And if you subscribe, you will not miss a single episode. So thanks, everyone, for joining in today. Thanks to Joel. And we'll see you next time at Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.